A West Australian politician's been accused of homophobia after he accused a national anti-bullying campaign of promoting a gay lifestyle. The Safe Schools Coalition aims to create a safe environment for students who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual or transgender. More than 240 schools across Australia are already using the program, and soon it'll be available in West Australian schools. Liberal MP and former Christian pastor Peter Abetz, whose brother is the Federal Senator Eric Abetz, isn't convinced it's needed. Lucy Martin reports.
The federally funded program teaches schools how to support gender and sexual diversity among students. It encourages staff to challenge homophobic behaviour and urges schools to let students wear any part of a uniform, regardless of gender. WA Liberal MP and former Christian pastor Peter Abetz says the program is pushing a gay agenda.
The problem with the Safe Schools Coalition program is that it actually seeks to celebrate homosexuality.
Mr. Abetz acknowledges bullying is a problem that should be addressed in schools, but says a specific program for gay students isn't needed. He's taken issue with the program's suggestion that students who identify as a gender different to their birth should be allowed to use whatever toilets they wish.
I would put it to you that none of the parents out there listening would want their teenage daughter changing or using a toilet at high school and having a boy who says that he identifies as feminine using that toilet or being there when their daughters are getting changed for sport. It's just simply outrageous.
Mr. Abetz claims most high school students who have homosexual feelings lose them as they mature. WA Labor's mental health spokesman Stephen Dawson says the comments are wrong and extremely hurtful.
I think Mr. Abetz is suggesting that somehow promotional material can turn someone gay. That's an outrageous proposition. I didn't choose to be gay. I was born this way. I grew up in a loving household. I wasn't bullied at school, but many kids are in Western Australia. The fact is that schools are, or some schools can be, an unsafe environment for young gay people. And this coalition is not about promoting special treatment for those children, but it's also just about ensuring that schools provide a safe environment and an inclusive environment for gay kids.
The program is not compulsory, but it's been taken up by 243 schools in Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia and the ACT. It will soon be offered in Western Australia, Queensland, the Northern Territory and Tasmania. Mr. Dawson says it's badly needed.
Research shows that about 10% of our population is gay. So, you know, up to 10% of our children in schools could be gay. Now, we know that gay kids, gay, lesbian, transgender kids are being bashed at school, are being spat on at school, are being abused. What this program tries to do is tries to take that away.
Perth man Aaron, who didn't want to give his last name, went to school in a small country town 15 years ago.
I grew up playing sport with everyone else, but there was something different. And I got bullied every day, all the way through high school. If there's a program like this that could actually outreach to people in the communities where they are the only one or the only gay in the village, which I had been for pretty much all of my childhood, it would have made my life a lot easier.
Sally Richardson is the National Director of the Safe Schools Coalition.
I think a lot of schools have been waiting for a program like this for a very long time. A lot of teachers and school leadership know that there are problems in a school and they really don't know what to do about it, especially when it does come to things like homophobic and transphobic bullying. What we really want is for same-sex attracted, intersex and gender-diverse young people to have the same opportunities at school and to feel as safe as other students in the school.
The program is estimated to have supported more than 20,000 students and trained almost 6,000 staff since it began in 2010.
Lucy Martin.